trains. It's a term given to a bill that ends up with a bunch of other issues tacked on, although Democratic Senator Athena Joyner tried to stop this legislative train from leaving the depot.
Amendment 741272 is out of order on the Senate Rule 2.39 per rem 2C and 7.13 because the amendment is a proposition on a subject different from that under consideration in CS for SB 524.
Translation, Joyner argues a 60-page amendment filed with varying other education proposals violates a rule that says bills have to be limited to a single subject. She argues the rest of the education ideas in the amendment are not germane. But as Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee notes, the definition of what is and is not relevant is pretty broad.
Senator Joyner, we have, I believe, hang on just one second. I believe the title of the PCS is an act relating to education. So the proposed committee substitute contains a title that broad enough to fit everything but fracking in it.
So how many other issues did get added on?
The federally connected student supplement, which provides funding to school districts to support the education of students connected with federally owned military installations, which is...
Here's Republican Senator Don Gates explaining his multi-subject amendment.
The competency-based innovation pilot program, which establishes a five-year pilot program to promote competency-based student learning, which is the subject of Senate Bill 1714 by Senator Brandis.
And it goes on. Included in the bunch of issues are changes to how school construction dollars are awarded. The bills say charters can only be eligible for such funding if they're serving needy students in targeted areas. But a portion of the train bill drawing the most debate outside of the bill itself is language that relates to the Best and Brightest Teacher Bonus Program. It's for teachers with high ACT and SAT scores, and it's been controversial since the state established the program last year. Gates argues it's a recruitment tool, but Republican Senator Alan Hayes says the program is not fair.
I would urge anybody and everybody devising such a system, don't make it insulting to those teachers that have been in the career for decades that are highly effective, and yet just because they didn't score high on that particular test, they're ineligible for this program. I think that's insulting to those teachers, and I think this is a very good amendment and would urge your support with it.
The Senate Appropriations Committee defeated Hayes's amendment, but Republican Senator Jack Latvala alludes it's not the end of the debate. The fight could hit the chamber floor, and that's where the train bill, formerly known as an act relating to state university system performance-based incentives, is now heading. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.